show. We go inside the Beltway with the true insider from Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham is with us. Justin, Kathleen Sebelius is testifying next week, the Health and Human Services Secretary, in front of a congressional panel. But there was some testimony today on the Hill concerning the website healthcare.gov, and a lot of people were also waiting for this. CGI, the folks that put the site together, what did they have to say?
Essentially, the message that they had was this was not their fault. They tried to express that through a variety of means. Most commonly, of course, was pointing to the agency that oversees Medicare and Medicaid, CMS. And they also tried to argue that there were a number of other contractors who were unable to really get the job done and who also caused confusion. A number of these were the people who were involved in the login process itself. And they also tried to make the argument that this isn't necessarily unexpected, considering nobody has really tried to do a website like this before, wherein you would match up somebody's eligibility and their ID information with, newly formed healthcare plans.
Okay, so as they go through that, now we hear that, you know, when is the website, what everybody wants to know, when is the website going to be completely functional? And it's functional now, but without any of some of the bumps that people are talking about. And the president was talking about this, the Rose Garden, on Monday. And it seems like this date of November something or other, November 5th, is floating around. But people are skeptical in the technology sector. Even if they're working around the clock, they feel like it's going to be later in the month or December. Is that disastrous if it's not completely ironed out until then?
It is bad news for the administration, and it may have been a wise move for them to delay the tax penalties that would apply for those who fail to enroll by the initial deadline of February 15th. And that was something, of course, that came out from the White House yesterday. However, we still have heard from CMS. Their communications director today said firmly that she fully believes that the website is going to be completed and fully operational by December 15th, which, of course, is really putting their reputation out there on the line, considering it's kind of hard to deal with such a hard deadline like that when you have so many naysayers. But they express confidence, and they have begun to kick off a daily press briefing wherein they're going to be keeping reporters up to date with exactly what kind of progress is being made.
Oh, that's interesting. Daily press briefings. All right, and then in the meantime, with Sebelius next week, as we already mentioned, she's going to testify, but it could be pretty rough for her, because everywhere you look, I call them the talking heads, are, at least on the Republican side, they're talking about Sebelius should resign. There's no chance of that, is there? She seems pretty much like she's dug her heels in. I don't see it. Do you?
So far, she has given no signal that she is going to resign. As you mentioned, of course, we've heard calls from Republicans for that. But we've also heard some Democrats who really put their reputation on the line here and risked perhaps even re-election, calling for somebody, perhaps not Sebelius, to be fired in this. So she is quite likely going to have a very heated congressional hearing. Everyone is expecting quite a bit of red meat for conservatives and, some venting as well for a lot of Democrats who are going to be on the House Energy and Commerce Committee. And this should not be an easy hearing by any stretch of the imagination, especially since quite a few members are already mad at her for not attending today's hearing, instead saying that she had a scheduling conflict.
Yeah. All right. So healthcare.gov, we'll see where all that goes. CMS, 3.5 years, they say, not enough time to make the website work. We move from that to immigration, and there were some business leaders that met at the White House on immigration. Really, what was that about? Is there a big push to try to get the immigration reform to happen before the end of the year?
You know, there is a push coming from the White House as well as congressional Democrats. This is something that Pelosi and House leaders on the Democratic side of the aisle have been pushing since early October, even before the shutdown was completed. And it's going to be one of their prime goals for the end of the year. Yesterday, we saw John Boehner coming out saying he still believes it's something that's important. He said he was hopeful it could be completed by the end of the year. But realistically, there are a lot of people who doubt that the speaker can come forward with a plan that would, one, pass the Senate, two, be signed by the president, and three, be able to get his caucus fully behind, considering how bruising the fiscal fight was over the debt ceiling as well as reopening the government.
Yeah. Justin Duckham, thanks so much from Talk Radio News. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
All right, so coming up on this hour of America Tonight, obviously we'll talk more about the whole debacle with the website. They say now it's going to cost $1 billion, which was absolutely crazy. As many people that I know in the tech world and as convoluted and whatnot, that a website mock-up and then actually doing the website can be. I understand that, especially the volume that would hit a website like this one. I'm confident in all the people that I've talked to that it's definitely, that definitely the road to this website was tripped up with all kinds of potholes. Absolutely. Also coming up this hour, some odds and ends, crazy things happening in the world of education, a teacher being murdered, another little boy talking about the fact that he was shot by a kid that he thought was his friend, and now he survives and talks about a popular teacher, too, as well. This is the fallout from Sparks, Nevada. Let's take one right at the top. Let's go to David in the UK. Hey, David, what's on your mind?
Hello, Kate. Actually, what I wanted to discuss was how to fix the problem. And the problem, not necessarily whether you want Obamacare or not, the problem is to make the website work the way it should as a store and to do it real quick, not December. I mean to do it in a few weeks.
Right.
And I think there's a very simple solution to this problem.
What is it?
Now, it's still take, well, to start with, I've been involved in installing a few what they call cart sites, where, in other words, it's an online sales
sure.
tool.
Sure,
and
I know.
You walk, you click in, you walk into the store, you see the merchandise, see a book there, a scarf
yep.
here, a screwdriver there, and you collect it all up, stick it in your basket, and when you get to the end of the line at the checkout counter, they say, right, well, that be cash, charge, or... I don't know, online transfer, ma'am. And you say, oh, I'd like to use my credit card or whatever. Okay, at that point, you have to give them a certain amount of details, you know,
right.
information about you, so you can make the purchase. Well, those things already exist. If you want to buy one, you know, top of the line, it won't be more than a few thousand dollars. And then what happens is they start, for a little more money, they start, either you can or they start tailoring it to you, like putting in the particular merchandise that you want to sell, and setting your prices and all that, and putting in the terms and conditions and so forth. Also, it's really easy for the user to use it because it's kind of standardized. You know, when you go shopping on online, whether it's Amazon or whatever, that's the way it works.
Right.
So why would this company, who they hired to do the job, try to reinvent the wheel?
I don't know. That's why I'm saying that. It doesn't make any sense.
See,
more
not
money.
Only that, ma'am, it wouldn't have mattered. It wouldn't have mattered if they'd have gotten the job 3 years ago. They still would have made the same mess that they've resulted in with now. It wouldn't have mattered because it wasn't being run by true programmers and by true systems analysts. It was being run by accountants. The companies that they hired, I'm almost certain, were accounting companies. And
absolutely. And then you make a great point, David. We're up against it. We got to run because we got Brandon Lang in the wings to talk a little football. Excellent stuff. As you heard what he said, not run by the right people because it wouldn't have mattered if they had the time anyway. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the other side of the wall. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for. So I lock the door. All around him, creatures sense and see. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream. We're never gonna survive. Cause we get a little crazy. No, we're never gonna survive. Cause we get a little.
Not a surprise, I don't think, to anybody. The Panthers blown out the Buccaneers 31-13. Each and every week we get a chance to talk to my pal Brandon Lang. He is the best and he is so darn funny. And he's got the greatest website. When you're looking for info on the game and you need it, that's the place to go, BrandonLang.com. Brandon, thanks as always for bouncing around with us here on ATN.
My girl, you know, the info is pretty good right now. So, had Carolina tonight, had Middle Tennessee State, an 8.5, 9-point underdog, wins on the last play of the game outright. Told my clients to do a little two-team teaser, take Carolina down, take Middle Tennessee State up, easy winner. That's off the Giants Monday night. Ravens let me down a little bit on Sunday, but Missouri last Saturday, and of course the big upset. UCF outright over Louisville last Friday night. So it's been a good little run here. Good momentum heading into the weekend. So let's keep our chin up. Let's keep focused. Let's stay focused. Let's, as I like to say, let's get her done now. Let's get her done.
I love that. Let's get her done. All right. A lot of people wanted me to ask you about the Cowboys and the Lions. Would you touch this and what would you do with it?
I think the right side is Detroit. Give Cincinnati credit for figuring out a way to win that football game, but I'm always a big believer in home teams in the NFL playing back-to-back at home, and they lose that first home game. I always like them in that second home game. And with Dallas coming off a divisional game against Philadelphia, could be a little bit of a letdown for Tony Romo and Dallas going into Detroit. So my lean is towards Detroit minus the points. Do like over the posted total. 8 of the last 11 line home games have gone over the posted total, so I look that way as well.
All right, you know, it's interesting. The Chiefs are 7-0. Do they go 8-0 after they host the Browns? You know, talking about the home team, they got great home cooking working for them.
Okay, you heard it here first. Okay, I just want this to be documented. I just want this to be validated. I just want it in stone right now. Yes, they will win this week, and then they're going to go on the road next week into Buffalo, and that, ladies and gentlemen, will be their first loss of the year.
I just wrote it down. I wrote it down. You said it. You got it. All right, that'll be their first loss.
next week at Buffalo. Mark that down.
Next week. All right, this is, in one way, this is a who cares game, except for the Eagles are still kind of challenging, I guess, in a sense, for the NFC East, because, you know, you saw what happened with the Cowboys, but, so the Cowboys bounce into first. There are a lot of people that listen to the show that are big fans left from the leftover days of the NFC East. Would you take this game? What would you do in this game?
Run. Run for the The hills are alive with it. Run. Run as far as you can. Vic, the hamstring. And listen, I had the Giants Monday night, and never at any second did I feel comfortable with the fact that the Giants were going to cover. That's how bad they were. That's how bad Josh Freeman and the Vikings were. So this is a game with Philadelphia, Vic's hamstring, the Giants, Eli. I wouldn't touch it. I really wouldn't. Who would have ever thought that the Eagles would struggle to score points at home? And understand this. The Eagles have lost and failed to cover 11 straight at home. Think about that.
Oh, yeah. Run away. Run away. I agree with you. Why? There's so much opportunity out there, and that's one you definitely want to pass on. Okay, so it's a late afternoon game, 4:05 kick. Jets and the Bengals, you've talked about Cincinnati. Everybody is just loving on the Jets right now. What do you like in this one?
Love them some more. You know, jump on that bandwagon and love them some more. I just think the way they're built, they're a hard team to blow out. And the only, if you look at the Jets season in a nutshell, the only games they've lost and been blown out is because they turn the ball over. And that's the truth. And as long as they protect the football, they're a hard team to blow out because they run the football very well and they defend. And that D-line plays absolutely out of their mind. So with all things considered, I believe Andy Dalton against that Jet defense, Cincinnati wins, but they always seem to win close games. Value with the underdog, I'd come back and ride the Jets again.
Yeah. All right, jump on the Jets. Hey, how about the Broncos last week losing to Indy? But, man, the points exploded all over the place. And now the Broncos hosting the Redskins.
I said the first week on your show, and I'll say it again, keep playing every Denver Broncos game over the posted total until Vegas puts up a total of over 60. And once they do that, it's going to go under. But until then, this 57, 56, 58 number, they're going to get over. Mark this down. Denver on Sunday will score between 38 and 48 points. That's a given that you're not going to stop them at home. They're going to score between 38 and 48. The question is, can the Redskins against that defense get you 21 points? The answer is yes.
All right, the answer is yes, they can do it. These are two teams I just frankly haven't paid that much attention to. The Battle of the Birds, the Cardinals hosting the Falcons, Arizona favored by one.
All of a sudden the world thinks Atlanta's back. All of a sudden, here he comes, Matty Ice. Hey, we scored 31 against Tampa. Yeah, we're back, baby. Yeah, go ahead and buy it. Go ahead and sell that to somebody else. They're going to go out to Arizona against that defense and that defensive line. That Atlanta offensive line is like a JV team in high school playing and scrimmaging the varsity. Arizona has knocked off Detroit at home. That great Carolina team that we saw tonight that looked very dominant and looked dominant at Minnesota and looked dominant last week against St. Louis. Arizona blew them out at home. Bad matchup for Atlanta. I'll take Arizona minus the small number.
All right, I love it. And then on Monday night, if we jump to Monday night, you got the Seahawks and the Rams. The Rams were talking about apparently offering Brett Favre a contract. That shows you where they are. And maybe this is just about the points. Would you touch the under in this or the over in this, or would you just not even play it?
Hopefully I don't have to mess with it after the big winning weekend. I'll still release it, but it won't be anything big. But I believe that if Seattle can go into Arizona and win by double digits, they most certainly will figure out a way to win by double digits in St. Louis. I know double digit divisional dogs are hard to look away against, but Kelly Clemens going against that defense, I don't know. It seems like a bad matchup for St. Louis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It seems like a bad matchup for sure. Were you surprised, in picking up quarterbacks? I'm not surprised at this. Were you surprised nobody touched Tebow?
Yeah, I really am.
Yeah, you were? You thought somebody were Jacksonville?
All he does is win. And nobody wants to give him a chance. And that's sad. It really is.
Yeah, I think it's sad.
Just because he doesn't throw the ball like Tom Brady, but in the right system, built for him, he took Denver to the playoffs and won a playoff game. And here's a great question for you. You ready? Here's the question. Who has more playoff wins for the Broncos? Tim Tebow or Peyton Manning?
Tim Tebow.
There you go, baby.
Yeah, and even if you put him in another spot, there's always the potential of that, but he said he didn't want that. We'll see. Maybe his time still will come back around for sure. Brandon, it is always fun to have you on the show, BrandonLang.com. Go there, check it out. It is the best. You rock, my friend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Katie K, the fucking goober of crime. She'd be on death row, everybody.
All right, you have a good one. Have a great weekend.
Talk to you next week.
All right, excellent. All right, you heard it. What I love that Brandon said, my favorite thing that he said, write this down, and he said, write it down. KC losing next week on the road. On the road. Should be another great week of football. Don't forget, we have Nail the Score each and every week on our Wednesday into Thursday morning show for a couple of segments in our third hour. Mark it down in your minds. We have so much fun when we do Nail the Score. Hang with us, everybody.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Great talk radio starts here. It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and on self-reliance books and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will.
There's no question the website does not function efficiently for everybody who wants health insurance. Yet. It's better today than it was on October 1st, but it's a long way from perfect, and we are determined to have it be perfect. We've looked across the federal government at some of the best tech experts who weren't necessarily on the ground working on this project, but are now involved. All right, Kathleen Sebelius is talking about the web experts that are involved. Yeah, $1 billion will get you some of the best relief money can buy, I guess, as they make excuses and don't even know if it's going to be ready until December, I would say. Are they really the best web experts? 33 House Republicans signed a big, juicy letter urging Sebelius to resign. She's not going to resign. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, that's where we're at. You know how we roll here on the show. If you don't, when you tune in, you never know what you're going to get on certain nights. That's the fun of it. It's the beauty of it. We're coming up on the holiday season. We like to unwrap things. So unwrapping all of this nonsense that's coming out of D.C. about the website, it still comes back to the same thing. Okay, glitches, woes of trying to sign up, delaying Obamacare, individual mandate, more time to sign up, blah, 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 blah. It's the same noise. It's a noise that is costing more money. It doesn't it always? Okay, this is going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. Why are we 22nd on the list of all the countries of the worst healthcare as far as affordability and insurance problems and everything else? It's because people didn't look beyond the edge of their noses, and if they had erased the state lines, looked toward competition, which is what works so well in America, hello capitalism, this could have been avoided a long time ago. So the final cost of the website, really topping, they say, bleeding over A $1 billion? Give me a break. That's $1 billion of our money. Because who funds this? Taxpayer dollars. 80% of the government is funded on that. 80% is our money in the big giant pool. I always feel, I mean, this sounds weird. Maybe it doesn't sound weird. Well, as I try to visualize, okay, what does that look like? I just see all of us. I just see all the neighborhoods. Just picture yourself. You're walking out your front door. Whatever it is you have in your wallet, you're pulling it out and you're just, poof, throwing the money into the air. Whew, there it goes. Just flinging the money into the air. How crazy is that? It's insanity, isn't it? So we have all this infighting with the Republicans. There are problems with healthcare.gov. That's costing a ton of money. There's arguments over, well, you know, they tested a few days before and, you know, should we have tested it more and who's to blame? It doesn't matter what we're talking about. We always come back to the same thing. Reacting when it's too late, costing more money, and then no great solutions. No great solutions. I feel pretty confident that there are at least three or four people in this country that could have made that website work and would have tested it way ahead of time. You know when your deadline is and you know you have to hit the deadline and you know you have 3.5 years and you can't roll it out in 3.5 years? It's funny because Pat Buchanan said Obamacare, the whole rollout thing, I liked his word. He said it was an albatross for the Dems in 2014. I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. I think it's an albatross for the president for sure, and especially the longer it gets delayed into becoming a smooth entity, in other words, it's signing up and all of that. But I like his description. I read it somewhere, the albatross thing. I mean, it is absolutely. You look at 2014, and does it affect 2014? Does it affect 2016? You know, all the glitches on healthcare.gov and the program blowing up right from the get-go. So who pays the price? When you get taxed, when you're getting taxed for something that you are now forced to have, we got problems there. That's the big problems. That's the big problems. Let's get to our pal Dan, Cross Plains, Texas. Maybe he's a joke for us. We used to go to Dan and he had the best jokes ever. I swear I stole them and I told them at parties over the weekend. Hey, Dan.
Okay, I got one for you.
Yay!
Little Cajun boy was sitting at his desk carving his name in the top of it like all little boys do with his little homemade knife there. And the teacher said, T-John? And he says, yes, teacher. And she says, stand up. Stood up. She says, who signed the Declaration of Independence? He says, I don't know and I don't give a damn. She said, I'm not going to stand for that. You get out of here right now. You go home and get your papa and you come back and you bring him to me. I am mad. So he went home and he got his dad. He said, Papa, you got to come to school right now. That teacher, she mad. She said, she got to talk to you. So T-John and his daddy go back up there. And she walks in and she says, I asked T-John who signed the Declaration of Independence. And he told me he don't know and he don't give a damn. Now, I'm not going to stand for that. I am mad. He goes outside. He grabs T-John, slams him up against the wall. And he said, boy, if you sign that paper, you tell that woman I don't want her mad at me.
That's good. I'll use that one.
Okay, baby.
That was clever.
I love
excellent.
I love your lusty laugh. You just have such a sexy voice and a sexy laugh. You're just so good.
Oh, you're funny, Dan. Thank you. That was good. That was a good joke.
I'm your number one fan. You know that. I love you.
I know. That was a good joke. I love it.
Okay, I'll have some more for you in the future.
Woo,
I got one
sweet.
For you. I got another one for you.
Okay.
This Catholic priest was driving his new Cadillac down the road, and he was kind of weaving just a little bit, and the highway patrolman pulled him over, and he walked up the side of the window, and he looked in, and he says, Father, he says, forgive me for asking, but have you been drinking? And the father says, only water, my son, only water. He says, well, Father, isn't that a bottle of wine right next to you? The priest grabbed his chest, and he said, would you look at that? He's done it again.
Oh, I know the perfect place to tell that joke.
Yeah, church next week, right, babe?
Absolutely. That's good. I love that. Oh, you are hilarious. Thanks for that. That was excellent.
Here we go. Now, I wanted to talk to you about two things. One, I want to talk to you about impeaching our president for malfeasance and spending our money on everything that he has spent it on has been a total waste of time.
I agree.
He's done nothing but gone down the tubes with every single investment he's made of our money.
Clunkers.
Absolutely. You name it. You name it. It's been a washout all the way down the line. He has no success in anything, including Obamacare. Now, the last thing that I want to talk to you about, and then we can visit, is impeaching Judge Roberts. Anytime that a judge finds that the American people have to pay money, and if they don't pay money, that they are forced by penalty into buying a product that isn't any good. Why don't we just take away the restrictions on insurance companies to sell across state lines, invent more competition, make it where they have to compete for our almighty dollar, and you'll solve the uninsured problem right there and then, and it won't cost us a damn dime. The insurance companies will take care of it.
Yep.
This is a disgrace. And
I know.
This man is a disgrace, and he needs to be impeached. Malfeasance alone is enough, not to mention all the times that he's violated the Constitution. It's time for the Republican Party and the Democrats to value their future to get rid of this clown before he takes the country down the tubes.
I'll tell you what, I mean, I understand what you're saying. I agree. If you look at, as far as when you look at all the programs and how unsuccessful they've been, absolutely, but you know they're not going to get enough juice to do the impeachment thing. I think they're just, let them go out, use it, ride on that. That's what the Republicans need to get together and focus on that, or else they're going to be stuck because they should be able to utilize what's now happened, I believe anyway, with the disasters of rolling out the Obamacare stuff, what's happened to people where you now are insisting that, okay, you have to have this insurance, but geez, it's, I don't even know, trying to sign up, can you even sign up? And then when you finally sign up, there's questions about what the coverage is, because as Dan knows, what people think they're getting isn't what they're getting. They think they're getting like free health care. They think, oh, affordable health care, I'm going to get, you know, that's like the old days, I'm going to get coverage for hardly anything. Uh-uh. So you have people that are not making hardly any money. They can barely live. They can barely pay their rent. They can barely get their kids out the door to school. They're stringing jobs together. And where are they scraping together? Even with some of the lower premiums, the deductibles are so crazy high, and then what they would pay at these office visits is not what people are expecting. There's going to be problems with that, too, as well, I think, in metting this out. Are there some people where it works? It's a very small niche. There are. There's some in that in-between category where it probably would work, but the problem is all the others with the way this has been unfurled. And to me, this is the idea behind affordable health care. The idea was, let's just ram it through, and then we'll fix it. Screw it. We'll just put it through. Just slam it through, and then we'll pick it apart and figure out what's wrong, and we'll just fix it from there. But the problem is, it's riddled with way too many things that you have to pick apart. We would all agree, pre-existing conditions, great. I mean, that's, who's not going to, Republican, Democrat, who's not going to say that's great? Who's not going to say they want affordable health care? What Dan said, what I've said, what other people have said, if we had had competition in the beginning, we wouldn't have even had to get to this point. That was the answer. They blew it. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Conversation about the website and what's going to happen with the website costing over $1 billion and all of that mixes up in between with Kathleen Sebelius, who will testify next week. And trust me, the Republicans will get pretty nasty with her. They've called for her resignation. I don't think she resigns. The heat would have to really be turned up, because if you notice, no matter what happens with the Obama administration, I mean, I don't even care if you're a Democrat. Just look at this strictly, if you're a Democrat, Republican, whoever you are. Republican, obviously, it's raw meat. But just look at what's happened with the people around them. When you're the president, you have to have good people around you in the cabinet. You have to delegate. I mean, you're delegating. You're picking the right people, and then you're overseeing that. The buck stops with you. And if something really gets gunked up, whether it's with your attorney general, Eric Holder, whether it's with Kathleen Sebelius, whether it was with Tiny Tim Geithner when he was the Treasury Secretary, whoever it is, when it's so egregious or when there are continuous problems, someone has to answer for that, because It's about accountability. And we're not talking about accountability in your own private corporation. We're talking about you work in the public sector, right? You're a politician, for goodness sake. No heads roll. Very few. And then usually they get bumped up into another position. Really? Robin, hello. How are you listening to us through the miracle of Pal Talk? Hey, Robin.
Hi, Kate. I was watching TV tonight, and I did a cynical, disgusting sigh laugh as I watched the Wounded Warrior ad. You know, let's take care of the vets. They have needs that need to be met, and they need your charity and help. And I said to myself, geez, these are our veterans. They're not getting enough help from the government, and we're going to let the government take care of our health care? I'm sorry. I just don't feel warm and fuzzy like they're going to be able to do it.
Yeah, you know, I like your analogy because we can never do enough for the veterans, and we don't do enough for the veterans. All you have to do, and I've done this, I've done a couple of charity runs with veterans. I mean, tried to help in different ways. I don't mean run with veterans. I've gone down to different veterans' hospitals, and I've seen it for myself. And I've listened to the complaints of when they can't even get through on the helplines, and then they're waiting for hours upon hours in the emergency rooms. In the VA, and frankly, it's because, and you know this, a few years ago, the conditions were so bad that they had to revamp them. They had to get Bob Dole to go out and check out a lot of the hospitals. So that shows you what was happening, and until there were stories about it even written, they weren't even changing that. So touche, Robin, good point. Would you really trust them with your health care anyway?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, you're better off on your own.
I live in Massachusetts, so I know what this is already. And
yeah, so I've talked to a lot
of people about what we have, and you have a card. It makes the monthly payment cheaper in some aspects, but then if it is, your copays go up, your deductible's gone up, and it ends up being more expensive.
Right, and nobody talks about that. You're in Massachusetts, so you've seen what happens when it's implemented and it didn't work the way it was promised it would work, right?
Yeah, and you know what gets me? I'm sort of proud of my state. At least we voted for it. You know, I'm not happy with what we came and got with, you know, but at least we have a chance to vote for it. You know, if they only let this come to a vote or let the states do it, we wouldn't be in this mess right now. And I think the people should have had a voice on it.
Yeah, I agree. And you're right. Great call always, Robin, when you call. Don't be a stranger. Call us again. She made some excellent points, and especially being there in Massachusetts. At least they voted on it. That was the big difference. There wasn't a vote. There wasn't a vote in the United States. That's why the town hall meetings were so crazy, because people were infuriated because they didn't even understand what it was about. What does this mean? What are you doing in healthcare? What are you talking about? What does it mean for me? I've got a small child. I'm a single mother. I'm a widow. I'm a veteran. I'm a whatever. I'm about to retire. I mean, to me, that was the great glimpse into what people really think. And a lot of people in the media try to label that as, well, that's angry Tea Partiers trying to mess with Arlen Specter or Claire McCaskill or whoever in their states were holding at the time those town hall meetings. And that's not true, because Arlen Specter, who switched parties, he had no idea. He didn't even know how to answer the questions. And Claire McCaskill, same thing. You know, she was overwhelmed, the senator from Missouri, with the bombarded by questions that she couldn't even answer because she didn't know herself. And that was because nobody had a chance to really look at what the Affordable Health Care Act was, because it was too long. They didn't read the whole thing. And the people didn't get a chance to know what it was all about. And that was the big problem. If you want us on board, then you got to put it to the people. Robin, absolutely right. She was dead on in her analogy of what the problem was and the difference with Massachusetts. Tomas in Michigan, hello.
Hey, there's this thing called Obamacare. Have you heard about it?
Oh, yeah, we're living through it.
You know, I'm not hearing much about the Republicans now. Apparently their strategy is, okay, let's lie low till February. And I think they need to be piling on now. They should be saying, I told you so. We told you so. You know, but look at Obama. He would rather shut the government down. He would rather take his ball and leave the game than stop this insane health system that can't even get off the floor on the first day. They should be tearing him up, you know? And they should be, yeah. And you know, that guy that was telling me the jokes earlier?
Yeah, Dan.
Dan, you know, he made some good points. I mean,
yeah. If
the Supreme Court can tell us that we have to get health care because, you know, such a good idea. What else is a good idea that later on they're going to make us have? For example, okay, shouldn't everybody have a good education? Shouldn't everybody have a college education? Maybe they're going to say, if you don't go to college, we're going to have to fine you. You know? Maybe they think, oh, you know what? Everybody should have an electric car. Everybody should have, like, a Prius. And if you don't have a Prius, Kate, guess what? We're going to have to fine you. Maybe everybody should have another language, you know? Do you speak fluent Spanish, Kate? Because you really should. And if you don't, maybe we're going to have to fine you. You know, pretty soon. We're all just going to be working for food.
Yeah, that's the danger, and it's very Logan Run-ish. Do we get to that point where, you're right, do we get to that point where it's so far on the other side telling us what we have to do? I mean, we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, supposedly, right? We all think that. I think it. I love being an American, and the freedoms that were fought for, we don't want to lose those freedoms.
You know, you're not going to yellow pages, Kate. Remember, this website is like the yellow pages. And to me, you know, in the old days, you picked up the phone, you looked up, let's say you needed a mechanic. You went and found a mechanic and you called. And if no one answered the phone, guess what? You knew that there was nobody there. I don't think you could get, if you put Bill Gates and you put Apple together, I don't think they could create a website that works, because I don't think you have any doctors on the other side willing to play this game. I don't think you have nurse unions on the other side willing to play this game, and I don't think you have hospitals on the other side willing to pay this game. So the website could be perfect.
Touche, that's a good way to end this conversation, Tomas. What really is on the other side? It's like we're in the Wizard of Oz. Just look behind the curtain and we'll see what we find. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.